Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
It starts at home, or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day, or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cattle futures today finished higher across the board. The Junes were up 82 at 88.07. June now the front month. August the next month out up 50 at 93.05. October up 37. We were higher than that. We were over $2 higher at one point on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were similar here. We were up about $1 to $1.50 or so on the feeder cattle contracts. We had the front month, which is now May. Feeder cattle up $1.25 at $119.07. August up $1.32 at $128.97. September was 75 cents higher at $129.80. The big news, and we all keep talking about what's going on over in the boxed beef market. Today, the boxed beef made another new record with Choice was $27.25 higher on the day at $404.70. Back in 14 and 15, it got to about $260, so we're 140 or so above that high back then. Select, on the other hand, is 371.11, up $13.98. The Choice Select spread widened out to $33.59. So box beef continues to just scream higher, if you will, up about 5% in one day. So crazy action there in the box beef market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
The grain futures market was mixed today. Wheat did come back to close five higher in the July Kansas City at 488 and a quarter. A lot of baling going on down here in southwest Oklahoma as that freeze just completely destroyed our crop. One producer told me that about 70% of one county in southwest Oklahoma had significant damage. So it's a major impact. I think that will somewhat hold the wheat price together here. Corn and beans were both lower. Corn down about 2.5 cents. The soybeans currently down about 13 cents. There's some renewed tension going on between the United States and China over this coronavirus and where it came from, where was the origination, that sort of thing, who spread it, how much was done. But a lot of tension built up. And following a phase one trade deal that really hasn't panned out, the markets, corn and beans, are both filling in a little bit here as they work their way lower. One thing to note is if you look at the supply and demand picture for corn and beans both, corn is set up to have a pretty big carry out or carry over. Some people think it could be 4 billion or more bushels, which would be a record for the corn carry out. And if you get that much corn, it's hard to argue how much prices could go up. Beans a little bit stouter, though, a little bit tighter on their balance sheet.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.